Today, I want to dissect. I want to dissect goals because everybody's saying I've got this goal. I want to achieve this. I want to win this championship. I want to sell the business for this much. I want to earn X amount of money. All these external goals are everywhere. I want this kind of body, this relationship. But we're chasing goals, right? Chasing goals and trying to do all we can. But really, I want you to start to reverse engineer that goal. Not to say, right, step one is to do this and step two is to do whatever. But instead, who have you got to become mentally in order to achieve that goal, in order to attract it? Not just chase it down, but be the kind of person where this goal is just automatic. That's where you should spend your time. These are the questions you should ask. You know, most of these techniques I'm teaching here are from sport. But say if you're going onto that pitch or onto that circuit or court and you're going to win that game or race or whatever it is, it's partially out of your control. You can show up, you can do your best, but things might happen. You might get an injury, the car might break down, or something else out of your control can happen. And then that goal is impossible. You're feeling bad, and it can take you down a road where you're constantly chasing things that are not really in your control. But if you want to be successful and achieve something, then how about focusing on all the things, or the one thing that is really in your control? And that's your mindset. How can you go into that boardroom? How can you go into that match or that race and be mentally switched on? Be in the mindset that you need to be in order to get the best out of yourself. Be in the mental mode that allows you to access your skills when you need them under pressure. This is the magic. If you can sort this out and spend most of your time honing in on this area, then the rest will work itself out, I promise. Like if you're going into the boardroom and you know you got to deliver this pitch, but you're worrying about getting it right, you're worrying about all the words, you're worrying about what they're going to think, what kind of mindset does that put you in? Scared, afraid, worried, on defense. And if you want to execute, if you want to get the best out of yourself, you cannot be on defense. You've got to be on full offense, attack. And to do that, you've got to look after mindset first, and then you just go. So let's bring things back. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're aiming for in this coming week or month or year, start to take it on. That when you go to the battle, when you go onto the court or the pitch or the track or the boardroom, you are present. You have achieved the mindset that you need that will get the best out of yourself. You're focusing on the things that are going to help you execute. The thoughts that are coming into your mind are helping you. They're not beating you down. And your physiology, the way you hold your body, is congruent with the emotion that you want to access. Now, over the years, over the many years, pretty much you've experienced the spectrum of emotions, pretty much all of them. And most of the time, it's you that has created them emotions. You're the person that said, right, I'm going to focus on this, you know, subconsciously. I'm going to think these thoughts. I'm going to hold my body in a certain way. Boom, you just got the emotion. Just like if you're really sad right now, right? You're really sad. You're sat down. And if, let's just say I was sad. Just pretend now that little Enzo is really sad. And you think you're sad. And you can pretty much then guess how I'm sitting right now when I'm talking, if I'm really sad. You say, okay, I can tell that your shoulders are down. Your head's down. Your breathing's really like shallow and slow. And that's the body side of it, right? And then I'm focusing on the things that I'm not happy with. I'm saying things like, why me? How can this happen to me again? What are these so-and-so going to think about this because it's happened again? How are people going to judge me now? That puts you in a sad state. And you know that. You know I'm focusing on things that take me there and are holding my body in a way that takes me there. We're really good at this. We do these two things. The things we're thinking, the thoughts, the focus, and how we're holding our body, the facial expression, and also the tonality of the voice that you're speaking to yourself in delivers an emotion. That's the equation. It's focus plus your body equals emotion. So if you want to be confident, you want to be up for something, right? You're going into this boardroom, you're going onto the track, and you say, right, I want to feel confident. Well then, Focus on the things you're in control of. Focus on step one, what you're going to do as soon as you stand on that pitch or on that court. How are you going to see it? Think about all the things that have happened in the past that are good. Be grateful. Know that every single moment you're on that pitch or that track or that court, you're going to give it everything. You're going to throw everything into it. These are the kind of thoughts, right, that are going in. And you then with the body, the other part of the equation, your chest is out, your head is up, you've got a smile on your face, you're focused on what needs to be done, the process of scoring or being at your best. And all of a sudden, you start to experience emotions like confidence, like motivation. And that's all created by you. That means you've stepped onto that arena or you've gone into that boardroom with a completely different mindset. And that allows you to access more of your skills, more of your memory, because you're more in the flow. This is 100% in your control. So I just want to ask you now, tomorrow, today, when you're going for that goal, the real goal is you to have the mindset that allows you to get the goal. And that's it. Every day. And each time you start to feel sorry for yourself, each time you start to get nervous, you say, uh-oh, here's that emotion that I don't want. Maybe it's telling me something. It's saying you better be ready, so you take that on. But also, break the pattern. If you find yourself starting to twiddle your thumbs or you've got your nervous little habits, stop doing that. Break out of it. Give yourself a little, you know, put a massive smile on your face so you're breaking the pattern, so that emotion gets confused. It's like, oh, what does this mean? And you step up. You start to think about things that take you to a different emotion. You change your body, the way you're holding it and your breathing and your facial expression. So you create the emotion that you do want and you carry on. And the more times you break the certain habits that you've got that deliver emotions, like when you're sad, you start to drop your chin and your shoulders go rounded. But as soon as you realize you're doing it and you break that pattern, you smile, you put your chest back and you keep breaking it, this record, you keep scratching it, the more skillful you become at changing emotions and getting and creating the emotions you want when you want it. This, my friend, is one of the secrets of success. If you can change your mental state and create the one you want when you want it, your results will improve massively. And this is the same for relationships. You know, you come back from work or from whatever you're doing, you get home, your loved one wants to tell you about their day, but because you've had a stressful day, you've had a demanding day, you might not be in the right state of mind to listen. You might not be very empathetic. But if you say, right, I've got to tap into empathy, I've got to tap into love and caring, what would I have to think in order to take my mind there, to allow that emotion to come in? How would I hold my body when I'm listening to my loved one? And you do it, and you watch. All of a sudden, that emotion appears. And he or she thinks, wow, you're listening to me, we're connecting now. And that's because you took the time to make sure your mindset is right for when you're in that arena, for how you want to perform, even if it isn't a relationship. So take this on. The main goal is the mindset. You take care of that, and obviously you have the physical skills to do whatever it is you're going to do, and there's going to be no stopping you.